On August 30th, 1994, John Espada climbed up a Ferris wheel to save two trapped children.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
The amusement park in Scotch Plains, New Jersey was bustling around noon that summer day, and its 53-foot Ferris wheel was full. When the Ferris wheel stopped to allow riders to get off, the restraining bar on the seat then at the top suddenly released. 6-year-old Evan Manginello tumbled out and fell to the ground. His brother Tyler, age 7, and 6-year-old Brittany Pizzillo also tumbled out, but both caught hold of part of the wheel's structure and hung on. Espada, a 35-year-old carpenter, was visiting the park with his wife and 2-year-old son. When he heard about the accident, Espada ran to the Ferris wheel. He immediately realized none of the young park employees would be able to help. A good climber and unafraid of heights, Espada spidered his way up the wheel's frame to the top. After pulling each child up onto a supporting beam, he held both of them close until a park employee arrived with a safety harness. The fallen child suffered a fractured skull, but survived. The two other children escaped with only minor cuts and bruises, thanks to Espada's courage.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. I'm David Baer.
And I'm Barbara Sieg-Taylor.